This is FBG Jen
and FBG Kristen.
And I'm FBG Margot, host and producer. You're listening to the podcast that will help you keep a lid on the junk in the trunk and inspire you to live a happy and confident life.
Each episode, we chat with motivational experts and celebs and share our own candid adventures in being healthy.
If you're looking for a podcast that's equal parts hilarious and enlightening, well, then welcome to the Fit Bottoms Girls podcast.
Welcome back to the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. Our special guest today is Greg McQuaid, and you're going to get to know this guy. He's known as Irish Greg in San Francisco. I'm actually from the Bay Area, and I used to listen to him on KFOG in the mornings back when he was the producer of the morning show. Greg is going to be running 52 marathons in 2017. Every single weekend, he is running a marathon. And we're going to put all of his social media information so you guys can follow him. He's amazing. He's raising money for charity. It's for Breathe California. And Greg's story is that he was a smoker. He quit smoking. After a long time, he quit smoking. And now, then he got really into running and really into marathons. And he's trying to raise money to help keep kids from starting to smoke cigarettes. You know, vaping is now really popular in the culture, and for some reason that's turning kids to cigarettes. Like, right, they start vaping and then they go to cigarettes, which is terrible. But you guys, yeah, it's terrible. So I'm sorry, this is Margot. I'm just talking. And on the line we have Jen.
Hi guys.
And we have Kristen.
Hello.
And Kristen was on the interview today, and he has a delightful Irish accent. No?
He does. I loved it.
It was delicious. It's delish. So I have my own anniversary coming up, you guys, on June 27th of this year, 2017. It'll be my 15th year cigarette free.
And congratulations.
Woohoo! Thank you so much. It was a terrible habit I picked up as a stupid teenager. And I dragged it into my stupid young adulthood. And at one point, I remember thinking, you're just a smoker, Margot. You know, that's just part of who you are. You're just going to have to learn to live with that. And I gave up cold turkey for good. So I just want to offer myself, if any of you out there are smokers and you really want to quit, I just want to tell you, you really can. I really thought I never could. You totally can. And we'll put a couple of links in the show notes for organizations that you can, you know, look into if you're looking to quit smoking. But not talking about that. You know, Greg is really into the music scene. He has a podcast that he co-hosts with a friend where they talk about music in the Bay Area. And I just wanted to talk about music with you guys today. So we decided we're just picking three workout songs that we're each really into jamming out to right now. Are y'all ready?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Love me some workout music.
All right. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go round robin. I'm going to go first. My first choice is Starboy by The Weeknd. And I love that song. And Kristen and I, you and I talked about The Weeknd on a past episode with Leslie Alderman. And it's just a really great song. I'm not getting sick of it. I've been listening to it for the last couple of months. And I love it. So that's my pick. My first pick is Starboy by The Weeknd. And what about you, Jen?
That's a good pick.
Thank
I like
you.
That pick. Yeah, that's got like a little bit of an edge to it too. Like, yeah. Anyway.
So listen to the explicit version.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. The explicit version is nice and explicit. You're like, I'm a,
Yeah.
So, yeah. My first pick is, I'm like a major Spoon fan. So their new album, Hot Thoughts, is like so good. And the title track, Hot Thoughts, from that album is fantastic. Although I will say there are lots of other good songs on that album. So feel free to listen to it. I listened to like most of it on a run the other day and it was great. But Hot Thoughts is a good workout jam.
Spoon is fantastic.
Such a good pick.
Yeah.
I'm seeing them in a couple of weeks and I am like beside myself.
And I'm so jealous.
I am jealous too.
Oh, it's gonna be fun.
They're not coming here as of yet, so.
Fingers crossed. Okay, so before I name my pick, I do want to just say that there's a band that has a new album out that I really love, but it's not workout-y for me because I like things that are a little faster, but Milky Chance, like if you like Spoon and you like sort of the, like kind of indie music scene, a little electronic, like I love them, so you should probably check them out because they've got new stuff and it's all really good. But I am going to go with, on the pop music scene, Shape of You by Ed Sheeran and Major Lazer, because there's this awesome video the fitness marshal that I've been like bombarding.
Oh yeah.
So I now have the dance memorized, and so even as I'm like doing other workouts.
Do you really?
Oh yeah. I did today in my gym.
Why am I surprised by this?
Yeah. You don't know. But yeah, so I'll like be picturing the moves to do to the song as I'm running or whatever, and it just makes time fly. So, and then also I just get sweaty like doing the dance over and over. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so my number two, I am a total rock chick. I will always be a rock chick. And it's from the band 21 Pilots. And the song is called Heavy Dirty Soul.
I love that, Margo!
Nobody
has ever said they like it!
I love it!
I love that song!
Me too!
Wait, I gotta pull this up. Yeah. I feel like I should know this.
Well, you should know this.
I probably just made it really hard to edit because I just screamed that, but I was really not expecting it. That's so exciting.
I love that song. I
do like that song!
It's a great song, and I've been using that in my classes lately.
No, that's good.
It's a good hard driving tune. It's, you know, you could do sprints with it, you know, high intensity intervals. Like in my classes, I use this song all the time. It's fantastic. So it's Heavy Dirty Soul by 21 Pilots.
Oh, I love that. My next one is not a super high energy song, but I'm a sucker for a duet. I swear to God, if you give me like a indie kind of pop duet, I like it. The band The XX, the song is On Hold.
Yes!
It is a duet. It's kind of chill, like, but still kind of high energy, kind of builds. So I don't mind it if I'm going just like a really kind of enjoyable, but like not super fast run, or even if I'm doing like a little bit of yoga, I want something a little bit peppier, just kind of stretching or kind of dance party in the house or something. Yeah, it's a good track for that.
That's awesome. I love that song. And I want to try to figure out a way to use it in my classes. And I can't yet because it's not super chill, but it's not upbeat too. You know, it's kind of like in that middle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great song.
I wonder if I put like a beat behind it.
Yeah. I wonder.
You know, you're like a DJ, right? Like a stronger beat. I feel like it could, like maybe there's a remix of it that's higher energy. I don't know. I'm obsessed with that song.
It's a great song. Yeah.
So my next one is Big Big Beat by Azalea Banks.
Oh yeah.
Totally filthy. So don't play that with the kids, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to your Aunt Kristen, kids. Stay away. Don't listen to it. There's other nice music out there, but it really just has a great beat, as it should with a name like that.
Have you ever listened to her song 212?
Yes, because you sent it to me.
It made me even dirtier. Like, it is unbelievable. But it's awesome.
So good.
That's awesome. Okay, so my last one is actually, I just put this on a playlist that I created last week, and it's a song I used like maybe 8 years ago, I want to say, and then I got kind of sick of it, and I haven't heard in a while, and I just reintroduced it, and it's a remake of I Feel Love. It's that Donna Summer disco classic, and it's the Blue Man Group, and it's their version of I Feel Love. It is so like rock and roll meets electronica. It's super hard driving. It like during the chorus, like it really speeds up and has some great energy. And it's just something like I've been really loving playing in my classes lately. So, and you can definitely get this on iTunes. It's I Feel Love by Blue Man Group.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Yeah.
Good find.
Yeah, thank you.
My final one is the Lord has a new track out called Green Light. She's like upped the drama.
Mm-hmm.
I would say in like her music. I saw her and she was on SNL not long ago. And like her performance, you're just like, whoa, that was intense. It was awesome. The song just has a lot of drama. So sometimes when I listen to workout music, I get a lot into lyrics and kind of like emotion, and I like to, I don't know, especially when I'm running, like imagine like scenes or like what happened or like what led to those lyrics. And the song is just full of like deliciousness. If you like to do that as well, there's like lots of fodder to think about how she arrived at those lyrics. And it's got kind of like a strong beat. So I won't say it's like a traditional workout song, but if you kind of like that kind of music, you can make it work. It's fun.
Awesome.
You know, that made me think of a song that this is not my pick, but I heard it on the way to the gym this morning and it like just got me so ready to go. Led Zeppelin Immigrant Song.
Yes.
Like it came on and I was just like, oh my God, yes, this is going to be the best workout of all time. And it was just like pure emotion, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, but not my pick. I'm cheating. I know, but sorry. My last choice is a new song from an old band that we all love, Belle Biv DeVoe, I'm Betta.
What?
Belle Biv DeVoe.
They're
yes,
back?
They are back on tour, y'all.
Oh, my God.
En Vogue, SWV.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
They should probably have us come and check it out for like, media purposes, I'm thinking.
I think so.
You need to do a concert review.
To investigate and never trust a big butt and a smile. I need Belle Biv DeVoe.
Belle Biv DeVoe. Well, on that note, that's an excellent choice. I think we should just go right into our interview with Irish Greg. What do you guys think?
Greg.
All right, Irish Greg, here we go. Welcome to the Thick Bottom Girls podcast. Today, our special guest is Greg McQuaid. He is a San Francisco resident who was well known as Irish Greg as part of the morning team at KFOG Radio for many years. 10 years ago, on January 1st, he made the decision to quit smoking altogether, a habit he picked up at the age of 15 as a lad in Ireland, which was a New Year's resolution he has managed to keep ever since. And by the way, he was also a lifelong asthmatic. Greg went from smoking a pack a day for over 20 years to turning to exercise, starting with walks and eventually runs to stay in shape. And after a while, he was taking part in marathons and even qualified for Boston in 2008. He is now on the board of Breathe California, a charity that fights lung disease and protects lung health. And to raise money and awareness for this great group, he will run a full 26.2-mile marathon every week in 2017. And this is not cumulative mileage. It will be one full marathon every week. I've been following him on Facebook. He is doing it. He is here today to talk about his love of running and what he hopes to accomplish by the finish of Marathon 52. Welcome to the show, Greg.
It's very nice to have you. Thank you. It's funny, as you were reading that whole list of what I'm doing or what I plan to do this year, I was kind of laughing at the ridiculousness of it all. I can't believe I decided to do this.
Well, it's so exciting to have you on the show. So once again, my name is Margo, and on the line today we have Kristen.
Hello.
Hi, nice to meet you all.
Okay, so Greg, I'm going to ask you the first question.
Yeah.
I've been a fan and follower for many years, not that I'm stalking you.
But thank you for your years of listening and support. It's much appreciated.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I'm going to have my own anniversary coming up on June 27th. I will be cigarette-free for 15 years that day.
Congratulations.
Thank Woo! You. Thank you. So please tell me what motivated you to finally break the habit, and what tips do you have for people who really want to finally really, really quit?
So I would get sick a lot. As a kid in Ireland, you know, as a teenager in Ireland, I started smoking. And I felt like I had colds or the flu or whatever all the time. And like you said, I was asthmatic. And winters back then, this was in the 80s in Dublin, where there wasn't very much clean air regulation. On really cold days, there'd be like this smog, this, 'cause people would burn coal. And I'd regularly have bad asthma attacks that would leave me in hospital. So I had a childhood and adolescence and early adulthood of being sick a lot, but being Irish and young and foolish, I also smoked, which obviously didn't help anything. When I moved to the United States, things got a little bit better. When I moved to San Francisco, you know, clean air, drier climate, all of that. But I was still unhealthy, not getting asthma attacks anymore, but just not feeling very well. And I kind of got sick and tired of being sick and tired. I know it's a cliche. Mm-hmm. I was overweight. I was pale. All of the things that go with the kind of unhealthy, sedentary lifestyle. So, and this went on for 15 or 20 years. So I was in Ireland, and this was, I want to say, 2004, 2005. And my mother dropped me off at the airport. And she said, you know, you look terrible. You need to get in better shape. This was like I was in my mid-30s at this point, early 30s. And so I got on the plane back to San Francisco, and I kind of stewed on it the whole way across the Atlantic. And by the time I arrived at SFO, I'd come up with this plan that which was going to be 8 months' time. I was going to show them. I was going to get in shape. That's what I did. I started baby steps. I started walking home from work, which was 2 miles. And that progressed to kind of going for longer walks, and that progressed into. And then the next thing, I kind of didn't tell anybody about it, but I was losing weight and feeling better, all to that. And then I entered a half marathon without telling anybody, just to see if I could do it.
Wow.
And I was still... And then I stopped. This was all in the space of, you know, mother, that my parents came out and they were like, oh my God, you look so much better, which was kind of even more, you know, motivating for me. So then I started signing up for marathons, and I wasn't running them particularly fast, but I was finishing them, and I was enjoying it. You know, I'm not a big believer in the runner's high of when you're actually running. For me, the runner's high comes when you're done, and it's kind of a sense of accomplishment. So all of these things kind of became addictive to me in the same way that cigarettes were. Mm-hmm. So I continued to run quite a bit and smoke. And, you know, I was running marathons in 4 hours, 10 minutes, 4 hours, 15, you know, not terribly fast, but not awfully slow either, you know. And then at the end of 2006, I'd been thinking about it for a long time. I'd cut down on cigarettes, but I just said, you know what, I'm done. January 1st, I'm going to quit smoking. And I did. I had a little bit of chemical assistance for, I want to say, 6 weeks. I took what they call, it's Wellbutrin, mm-hmm. which is it's an antidepressant, but as an antidepressant, I don't think it was terribly effective. But they discovered that it was very good to help people wean themselves off of cigarettes, and it certainly helped me. It's 10 years now, so I don't recall cravings or it being really, really hard. It probably was, but that's not my memory of it. My memory is more to do with, wow, that was easier than I thought, and I feel really good.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yeah, I mean, big congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, my parents smoked for years and years, and my dad, yeah. I think, for like 40. And they still talk about how hard it was for them to quit, but how happy they are that
yeah.
they did.
I mean, my grandparents all smoked and all died of various things, certainly not unrelated to that
right.
kind of lifestyle, yeah.
Yeah. So I want to talk about this running.
Yeah.
Because, as you said, 52 marathons in 52 weeks mm-hmm. is, I was going to say extraordinary. You said ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, both qualify.
Yeah.
But that's why the fact that you're doing this and doing it for a great cause is a really big deal.
Yeah.
So committing to that kind of an intense running schedule is not something to be taken lightly.
No,
and so
it's not.
I've got, this question is a bit of a two-parter. So
yeah.
First off, I would love to know a little bit about what your previous long distance running experience looks like and kind of how that helped you build confidence for this.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, now that you're a little bit into it, is this the sort of thing that you would ever recommend to somebody else to do?
Well, it's funny. I'll answer the first part, or the second part first. I think I've heard this is a lot of people do this around the world, I've discovered since I started
uh-huh.
this, because you start hearing from people who read about you or whatever. So there's four or five people I'm in contact with. Julie Weiss is one of them, who's down in Los Angeles, and she did this a couple of years ago and kind of got a lot of attention. She was on the Today Show, and she got a lot of media buzz for it. I think it was for pancreatic cancer was what she was running for. So I've heard from a lot of people, and Dean Karnazes, the ultramarathon man who lives nearby and is a friend of mine, has kind of been my mentor throughout all this. So people kind of told me what to expect, but it's all, you figure it out as you go along. And I'll be honest, the first one I did, you know, felt fine because, you know, I had been training for a marathon. And then the second week was a little harder, and I was getting, you know, I get sore at around mile 7 or 8. And remember, Dean had told me, you're going to be sore, but your body's not going to seize up or stop, because that's the concern when you're running and you start feeling pain in your legs, that suddenly they're going to stop working. And I would always think to myself in the back of my head that Dean had said, you know, you will feel pain as long as it's not joint pain, the muscle pain you can deal with and you can work through it. And that's been the case. But marathons 3 through 6 were really, really hard. And I was thinking, what on earth have I gotten myself into? Then a couple of things happened. This is time for kind of gratuitous plugging. Hoka One running shoes, Hoka shoes, got in touch with me, and they are super comfortable, cushioned. They sent me a pair of trail running shoes, which are very stiff, but very super absorbent, and I call them moon shoes because that's what it feels like. It feels weird to wear them, and in fact, they're so elevated that you gotta think about it when you walk through doors or whatever. That your height radically changes when you wear these things. But they've been amazing, and it almost feels like cheating a little bit that I've worn them, but. Not that I had a lot of knee pain or joint pain or skeletal pain at all initially, or not very much, but it completely disappeared once I got the Hokas. And the other thing is SOAS is a local bodywork massage, sports massage clinic. And they got a hold of me, and they offered me a massage every 2 weeks. And being Irish and quite old school and just a little pathetic in a way, I've always been, I don't know how much massages can help, I can deal with whatever, you know, pain comes my way. I don't need any assistance or whatever. And boy, was I wrong. The first massage I got was like 2 hours after a marathon, and it was my hardest marathon. I was in pain and going, what have I done to myself? And I literally bounced down the stairs after this, an hour massage. And that really, so those two things set me on my way. And the other thing was, it took me 4 or 5 weeks to figure out nutrition, but mostly hydration. I have always, in my whole running career, and when I raced bikes as well, I'm notoriously bad at kind of, I'm the cliche of, I don't eat and drink until it's too late, you know what I mean, rather than kind of planning for it. So I don't eat a lot before marathons, and I still don't, but little cliff shots are great, and then electrolyte pills, and then just drinking more during the run. So all of those things have happened to the point where last Sunday I ran a half marathon on the road, and then did quite a challenging half marathon trail marathon that was an official one. And with 2,000 feet of climbing on very rocky trails, and I was nervous about it. But the second part, like the last 13.1, so the trail marathon, which was very hilly and all of that, was actually easier than the first part. So I figured I'm going to try and do more trail running. And I felt great. I felt that was my first time. So that was number 9, and that was the first time I felt like I could actually run more miles when I had got to 26.2. And then I forgot the first part of your question. sorry.
I think it was it, – oh, it was how your previous long-distance experience sort of –
Yeah. What's funny is I've actually put on weight while doing this, because this is – I used to run more miles cumulatively during the week than I am now. I walk to and from work, which is 2.5 miles each way. So I walk 5 miles a day, 5 days a week. And then I do the marathon at the weekends. That's basically been my training. Prior to this year, I would run, 10, 12, 15 milers at the weekend. So I was used to pretty long distances every weekend, which is what put me in, gave me the idea that I could do this, that it wouldn't be that much of a shock to my body to, throw in some extra miles. I was wrong about that. My body did kind of react funny for the first few weeks. But I think, again, I'm not running very fast. So it's not taxing on a cardio basis. Do you know what I mean? It's only my legs. It's not the aerobic part of it is fine for me. It's just my muscles in my legs catching up and figuring out what's going on. But I have a pretty big base of fitness, and I'm not quite sure how much before all this I believed in that of, muscle memory, and if you've exercised a lot cumulatively over the years, will that help you? And it clearly is now.
Well, that's amazing. So how do you decide where you're going to run each week? I mean, did you plan it out for the year, or what's going on?
We're just coming. It's been a really wet, really wet winter here in Northern California. So the idea was that I'm trying to run as many official marathons as possible, but of course there aren't very many of those early in the year. So the idea was that I would go to a different part of the Bay Area every week and run there and kind of run a lot of cycling routes and a lot of running routes so that I would come across, I'd let people know on Facebook or wherever what I was doing. And people would join me by bike or on foot for a few miles, so I would have company and all of that. So that was the great plan. But it ended up, I've done most of them in San Francisco because of the weather. You're kind of dodging rain showers, and not just rain shower. I mean, we've just had torrential rain. So it's been a little less planned than I would have liked, because you've got to wait and watch radars and see when you get a window of running. As we come into spring, it's gorgeous the last few days here, and in fact, this Sunday is my first official full marathon. It's the Napa Valley Marathon, so I'm going to be doing more. Everybody's given me free entry, which is great. So Napa, Los Angeles, the Oakland Marathon, Big Sur, San Francisco, and even Dublin in Ireland. I'm going to run the Dublin Marathon later in the year, too. So I'm really looking forward to doing the official ones with a lot of people, because that's the other part of this. I found when you're with someone or with a lot of people, it's way easier. My first four or five were pretty much all on my own, and then you're not only fighting physically, you know, the pain of your legs, it becomes more of a mental challenge.
Excellent. Now, I know that you've got a hard stop, so I want to keep this quick, but I would love to give you a quick opportunity to tell us just a little bit about Breathe California, which you're raising funds for with this challenge.
Yeah, so Breathe California, there's a lot of, so the American Lung Association kind of about 15 years ago decided that they were going to spend most of their resources and money and everything in Washington, both lobbying and in research. So what happened is they ended up breaking up into small little groups called Breathe Wherever. So there's Breathes all over the country. There's Breathe North Carolina, Breathe South Carolina. California's got, I think, five or six Breathes. So I'm with Breathe California Golden Gate. And the mission of all of these Breathes are the same. It's advocating for clean air. And the part that appeals to me is the very aggressive smoking cessation program and going into schools and getting kids before they start smoking. So I've raised money, a lot of money over the years for various charities on the radio and whatever. So that's why I was asked to join the board, because of the smoking thing and ability to kind of generate publicity. So the clean air advocacy is kind of above my pay grade, but I understand it. But where my passion with this whole thing lies is the going into schools and talking to kids. And now more than ever, you know, smoking has been in such a big decline, and vaping and e-cigarettes has kind of brought it back into to more prominence. So that was really my motivation for joining the board, and that's kind of what I focus on in terms of the charity. So we're raising money. My website is 52marathons52weeks.org, and your listeners are welcome to donate, and it'd be very much appreciated. So we're raising money, but more than that, I've heard, not just from smokers, but I've heard from a lot of smokers who tell me my story has inspired them and they're quitting. Because, you know, I've done a lot of radio and television and blogs and podcasts. And so I'm hearing from people, but not only smokers, I'm hearing from people, you know, who are overweight or obese even, or various people who have something in their life that they need to change, and they found this inspiring. So it's nice to raise money, but it's almost as, or if not more important to me, to hear from people who go, hey, I'm giving up smoking because of your story.
That is so great.
Yeah. It's the whole thing has been, well, it's been a really interesting trip, but I feel like I can do it now. There was a few weeks when I wasn't so sure, but I'm quite stubborn and mule-headed and Irish. So when I say I'm going to do something, especially when you say it publicly,
yeah,
you know, even if I have to walk or crawl them, I'll do them. So,
well, we know you have to go, but we'd like to ask you one more question. It's
the
question we ask everybody who joins our podcast. You're joining an illustrious group. Greg, what was the last song you listened to before you did this podcast interview?
Oh, my gosh. It was last night. There's a band from Chicago called Whitney, W-H-I-T-N-E-Y, like Whitney Houston, but they're Whitney. And they're a band from Chicago that I love, and I couldn't recommend them more highly to your listeners. They have a song called No Woman that they were on Colbert a few weeks ago, and they're beginning to get a lot of attention. So I would say, No Woman by Whitney was probably the last song I listened to, and that was last night.
I'm going to definitely check that out. So,
Greg, yeah, do.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast, and we just want to wish you good luck. We're so excited for you.
Thanks so much. Maybe we'll do an update later in the year.
That would be great.
We'd love that. I'll be in your area this fall, so maybe I'll catch you.
Oh, good. Well, maybe we'll run together.
Are you coming to New York? Do you plan?
I'm working on it. New York is the week after Dublin, and I'd really like to. I've done New York once before, and it was probably my favorite marathon I've ever done. So I'm trying to do a double. A lot of people do this. A lot of Irish people do Dublin on. It's on a holiday Monday, and then do New York the following Sunday. So that's the plan. If anybody at the New York Marathon is listening and wants to comp me an entry, I'm all ears.
I'll definitely be there on Fifth Avenue. I'll give you a high five.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, thank you guys very much.
Thanks, Greg.
Cheers.
Cheers.
That's it for this episode of the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you like what you're hearing, feel free to subscribe to us on whatever platform you use to listen to podcasts. And if you love what you're hearing, yay, leave a few stars and a review. That would be amazing. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media channels for Fit Bottom Girls, Fit Bottom Zen, Fit Bottom Eats, and Fit Bottom Mamas. You just spell it all out and you will find us. Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Pinterest, Instagram. Believe me, you will find us. If you want to reach out to say hi, have a question about a recent episode or interview, feel free to email us at podcast@fitbottomgirls.com. And if books and movies are also your thing, check out the other podcast I co-host called Book vs. Movie, which you can find anywhere where you search for podcasts. Thank you so much once again for dropping by. And remember, a life filled with laughter is a life well lived. Bye.